Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
As we head to the midpoint of January, some New Year's resolutions might start to fall to the wayside. Dry January's dampen, gym memberships start to gather dust, but other trends are much more final. Anne O'Neill is a divorce lawyer and she knows what looms after the festive season each year. Good morning, Anne.
Morning, Oliver. How are you?
Not so bad at all. Is this correct? January does see a spike in divorce rates or the start of the process. What happens?
It's absolutely correct. And I've been doing this a very long time and it is absolutely every year. So it's not just this year. Basically, all of us who practice in this area receive a huge uptick in the amount of queries that we have, first queries. You know, obviously, the phone calls come in, the emails come in, and then we have to try and accommodate the inquiries.
So people have got through Christmas and they don't want to upset kids or family and so on to announce it, so they wait till the new year. Is that what happens?
I'd say it's a bit more than that. I'd say Christmas is very frequently an exacerbating factor and maybe the last straw that broke the camel's back. Christmas is very hard on marriages. People are not working. There's drink thrown into the mix. Money is going out the window and the door very fast. And you're in the company of your other half for much more than you normally are because people aren't going to work. So it really just brings everything to a head.
And people who might come in and chat to you and start the consultation, that could be just the beginning. The divorce may not materialise for many years.
Oh, very many years. I actually have one client who's currently with me who first came for his first consultation in September 2005 and came back in September 2019 with no visits in the middle. So, yes, it sometimes takes people a long time to decide, really, this is what I have to do.
And what happens in the meantime? Do they kind of realise there are financial implications of running two households if they separate into two houses and move the kids in between? Are they some of the complications?
Well,
that people
they would be some of the complications. I mean, obviously, 2005, the world came to an end in or around 2007. So that in that particular case. But what people often do is come for a first consultation, and once they take advice and realise what life is going to be like on the other side, they might have second thoughts. They might say, "No, I can't do it." If they're told that the house will be sold, they say, "I can't bear to sell my house." Yeah. But then often they'll come back, and I've over the years had lots of people who, when they've had the first advice from me, have said, "No, I couldn't live with those consequences." But then in a couple of years' time, they come back and say, "I can't live the way I am, so those consequences will have to be accommodated in some way."
We call it divorce month, or some people in legal circles do, but you can't obviously start and finish a divorce in a single month, is it?
Oh, no.
How long is it now? I mean, what's the shortest?
That would be an ideal world.
Yeah.
Probably the shortest is if people have in some way agreed consent terms themselves, if they've gone to mediation, or they simply are sensible people who realise these are the finances, let's work it out. Probably the best you could hope for would be 3 to 4 months, and that would be because there are delays just between, you know, attending your solicitor, drafting the appropriate paperwork, issuing it, serving it, and then trying to get a motion date to rule it before the courts. And then there are other ones where they can take 2 to 3 years, which is very depressing for people because they're a lot of the time living in the same house.
And very expensive, I'd imagine, because your solicitor's fees would be increasing and putting together 3 or 4 years rather than 3 or 4 months, obviously going to be more expensive.
Well, yes, but some of that time, there's no increase in your fees because some of the time is simply waiting to get ruling, you know, to get hearing dates. So obviously there might be a 6 month period where it's fallow and nothing much is happening. Now, that doesn't always happen because often while you're waiting to have a matter heard, there are other issues arising and, you know, internecine warfare breaks out and solicitors' letters don't come for nothing, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
But in many cases, it's just that you're waiting to get the matter on for hearing.
How much is an initial consultation these days for a divorce?
Well, everybody is different. Some people will just charge their normal charge out rate per hour. And so it depends on how long the consultation is. So I'd say anywhere probably from 350 to 500 would be a standard first consultation fee plus VAT. But, you know, that will depend. Some people will only meet with you for that, won't, you know, furnish written advice. So it really depends on each individual solicitor. And I, quite frankly, don't know what everybody else charges.
Yeah.
But one way or another, it is money well spent, because if you are properly advised at the beginning and you know the likely outcome, generally speaking, obviously we can't predict absolutely everything, then at least you can make your plans accordingly.
Can you get free legal aid?
Well, you can, depending on your financial circumstances, but yeah, that is in divorce. That is not with a private practitioner. It is with the Legal Aid Board. They're excellent solicitors in the Legal Aid Board. They are obviously quite busy, and I understand the waiting lists are not that long, but they are quite strict, I think, about what income thresholds will apply.
Or your means test and so on. So if you've got, a very non-acrimonious divorce and you can get it done with your hearing dates and so on in 4 months, as I said, there is free. Also, mediation is another avenue for people, which we've discussed before when I was standing in a room. There was mediation, which does also come from the Free Legal Board that was mentioned there by Anne O'Neill. But she's runs her own family law clinic in Blackrock, and you find her on AON as in Anne O'Neill, familylaw.ie. We'll take a quick break.